Does your morning routine feel like a science experiment with all the different powders, pills, and mixtures taking over the kitchen? If a routine takes too much effort or time, it's always the first thing to get dropped. Grüns can make it simple to stay consistent. Just open one pack with your morning coffee and you're done. I could have really benefited from that on some of my early morning commutes. Grüns isn't just your average multivitamin or basic greens product. It's a convenient, comprehensive formula that covers your greens, vitamins, and prebiotics all in one place at a fraction of the cost. They're gummy bears that taste great, so you never end up skipping a day. Each pack delivers over 20 bioavailable vitamins and minerals with ingredients supported by over 35,000 research publications. It also packs a serious punch with 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. Plus, Grüns is dairy-free, gluten-free, HSA, FSA eligible, and fits seamlessly into any crazy schedule. Save up to 52% off with code CASE at Grüns.co. That's code CASE at GRUNS.co.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Just a few moments ago, Mangione pled guilty to his heinous act. This was not a spontaneous act of violence. It was deliberate, calculated, and premeditated.
There's been a major development in the case against Luigi Mangione, the 28-year-old charged in connection with the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in December 2024. He originally pleaded not guilty to all state and federal charges, but on Friday, Mangione pled guilty to federal stalking charges and admitted to shooting Thompson. So why did he change his plea, and what does it mean for the future of the New York State case, where he's still set to be tried for second-degree murder? I'm CBS News legal analyst and criminal defense attorney Caroline Polisi, and this is a special episode of 48 Hours Case by Case. Joining me today is CBS News legal reporter and attorney Katrina Kaufman, who was in the courtroom during this stunning turn of events. Welcome, Katrina. I mean, we all want to know, what was it like in court?
From the moment that Luigi Mangione stepped into that courtroom, everybody went dead silent. Caroline, he walked in his khaki prison outfit, and just looked very serious. I didn't see him really looking to make eye contact with anyone out in the courtroom, which sometimes they'll have more of a bravado when he enters. But he sat down at that table. And also, it's really notable that Brian Thompson's family and friends were in the room. I didn't see Mangione look towards them either. But we did see them wiping away tears at points during this hearing. And then, of course, we heard Luigi Mangione speaking out for himself, affirming to the judge that he was submitting a guilty plea, admitting his guilt to the charges brought by federal prosecutors here. And we heard him tell his tale in court of how he planned this out and how he shot Brian Thompson. There were moments where he sort of put a hand to his head. So it was really powerful in that courtroom. And it's hard to even describe the palpable tension in the room as all of this was happening and Luigi Mangione pled guilty after all this time.
So I was struck by the comments the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York made after this plea. He said, quote, "There can be no celebrity in assassination," which I think really seems to target the sensationalism around this case. You know, there's been such intense public fascination with really like every twist and turn of this case. Katrina, why do you think that is? Why so much attention on just this one case?
I think this fascination with the killing of Brian Thompson, the executive of one of the largest private health insurance companies in the U.S., just speaks to people's frustrations with the health insurance system in this country. This trial has been marked by its intense fan base. And for some, the shooting took on a broader meaning. Now, by no means are we victim blaming here, but there's clearly discontent with the health insurance system, from people who have been denied coverage to those with rising premiums. So this case has just really garnered all of this attention, both support for Mangione himself and people who have these very strong views about the healthcare industry and what they believe he stands for.
Not only did Mangione plead guilty to those stalking charges, but he actually admitted to killing. And he went into great detail about his role in the shooting and its planning, right? Can you share some of what he said?
Yes. I mean, Caroline, this is when we heard Luigi Mangione speaking out in court and detailing what he did. He talked about how he had this pain, this back injury, and had been navigating the health insurance industry. And then he learned that United Healthcare was going to be holding its annual investor conference in New York. He said that the location of where it was wasn't clear. So what he did was he ended up posing as an investor. He reached out to United Healthcare and he asked for information about the conference. He said as soon as he did that, he got a response very quickly. And that's how he knew where to find Brian Thompson that day. He also admitted to 3D printing parts of a gun and putting a gun silencer and a magazine into his backpack. Then he said that he traveled to New York from outside the state with the, quote, intent to shoot Brian Thompson. We saw members of Brian Thompson's family bow their heads in court, and you could hear them crying, see them wiping away tears.
Wow, that must have been really intense. So, Katrina, I mean, I think a lot of people are just confused at this point because he just said in open court that he shot Brian Thompson, and yet he's still in the position where he's pleading not guilty to that second degree murder charge in the New York State case, which is, you know, on the docket to start next month. And that's confusing to a lot of people. And this has really been the issue from the get-go, that Mangione's attorneys have been arguing that it's fundamentally unfair for him to be defending both of these cases on a parallel track. And what this now has done is really revive that double jeopardy argument. The defense wasted no time in filing a motion to dismiss in the state case, arguing that these prosecutions violate his constitutional right in the Fifth Amendment and his right not to be charged twice for the same offense. Also, there's a really robust state, New York State doctrine of double jeopardy, and they're essentially arguing that, you know, this is not fair. So they're arguing that he's, quote, a pawn in parallel prosecutions. They're saying these two sovereigns, both the federal prosecutor's office and the Manhattan District Attorney's office, are essentially coordinating and acting as one. They're saying he committed one crime only. He possessed one gun and he fired shots at a single person. The conduct that he is being charged for in both of these trials is the underlying conduct is the same, even though they are different, perhaps, statutory crimes. And so, you know, that's not a frivolous argument to make, Katrina. I mean, a lot of legal analysts are weighing in on this issue. I personally don't think it's necessarily a winning argument, but it's not a frivolous argument. It has some merit. And certainly, I think that the judge in the state case will want to give this a really fulsome, reading and think about how they're going to move forward with this state case. I mean, it just has to potentially delay this trial. I mean, I don't see this trial moving forward as it's scheduled now for September.
Caroline, I absolutely agree. I do not think that the double jeopardy issue is clear cut. New York does have a strong double jeopardy law, but this is really going to have to be litigated. It will depend how Judge Caro, who is presiding over the state case, views all of this. And from speaking to sources in the district attorney's office, they've made it clear that they are not backing down. You know, the fact that Mangione's attorneys are saying that the federal prosecutors and the state prosecutors are working in tandem is a bit ironic, because we've actually seen that they really have not been on the same page. There's been a lot of competition here. And in fact, the state has been emphatic that they have done all of the legwork. They thought that they deserved to go to trial first. Now this federal guilty plea has come into play. What they say is that until there is a resolution here, until they know what the sentence is for this federal case, they're going to continue to pursue their claims, their case, and they want justice for Brian Thompson and for his family.
Yeah, Katrina, Alvin Bragg from the get-go on this case has been very clear that he wanted to go first. I mean, we've really been seeing turf wars between these prosecutors' offices. And, you know, I don't see this development leading Bragg to back down at all. I mean, we'll see how it plays out in court. But, you know, before we end, I think it's really important to talk about the victim here, Brian Thompson. It so often just gets lost in these conversations. Thompson's family did put out a statement today, which I will read. Quote, "Today's guilty plea marks an important step towards justice for Brian and for our family. While nothing will ease the pain of losing him, we are grateful that the federal justice system has held the person responsible for this heinous act accountable. Now we look to the court to ensure that sentencing reflects the severity of this crime. We remain mindful that additional proceedings in New York and Pennsylvania are still to come, and we will continue to seek the justice Brian deserves." End quote.
And it was really memorable to see Brian Thompson's family and his friends in that courtroom for the first time. Now, Thompson had been the CEO of United Healthcare since 2021. He had spent 20 years with the company, and he left behind a wife and two sons. Notably, a longtime employee of United Healthcare spoke to the New York Times, and this was shortly after Brian's killing. What they said was that Thompson was actually one of the few executives who was trying to address some of the complaints about the state of the private healthcare insurance industry. So there is this really sad irony there that he was the person who was killed, and perhaps he was actually trying to work on some of these problems that it appears Luigi Mangione was going after.
And Katrina, back to this federal case, what severity of sentencing is really being discussed here? I mean, what's on the table?
I mean, what the judge said is that the government, in a letter, recommended between 292 and 365 months imprisonment. But she also emphasized that she may agree and she may not. And ultimately, this sentence, it's up to her, Caroline. Sentencing is going to take place on December 18th. So Mangione will face a possible maximum sentence of life in prison. And the judge also noted to him there is no parole in the federal system, but he could mitigate his time with good behavior and other programs that can impact how long he'll stay in prison. It is really notable, though, Caroline, twice during this hearing today, she emphasized to him that once he makes this guilty plea, she will not let him withdraw it. So she says that is not on the table. And she made him reiterate more than once that he was, in fact, pleading guilty to these charges.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were confused, maybe, because there had been reporting that he was going to take a, quote, deal. He didn't take a deal. He pleaded guilty to the indictment. We call it a straight plea. Now he does have that opportunity to make his own case, to argue in front of the sentencing judge that, you know, there potentially were mitigating factors. And I think we saw glimpses of that in what he said today in court. But, you know, I think people are wondering, well, what's the benefit to just pleading guilty to the indictment? Well, he could, I mean, it's a long shot, but he could make a case for maybe not being in bars for not being behind bars for the rest of his life.
And it was a memorable moment in court today when the judge made Luigi Mangione affirm his guilty plea yet again. And we heard Mangione say that he was guilty in that courtroom. I saw Brian Thompson's wife nod as the judge accepted that guilty plea. I also spoke with one of the court sketch artists right after the hearing. And she said that after Luigi Mangione had finished reading his statement about what he had done, he had this look on his face, almost as though it said, "What do I do now?"
Wow, that's powerful. Well, thank you so much, Katrina, for joining me today. And thanks to all of you for listening and watching this special episode of Case by Case. You can check out the Case by Case feed wherever you find your podcasts. You can also watch episodes of Case by Case on the 48 Hours YouTube channel or by searching Case by Case on Paramount Plus.
I've realized lately that the products I use every single morning genuinely affect how I feel for the rest of the day. If something feels heavy, greasy, overly makeup-y, or complicated, I just stop reaching for it. That's why I've been loving Primally Pure's new Sun Serum Tinted SPF. It gives mineral SPF 30 protection and enough coverage to make my skin look even and healthy, but it still looks like my skin. It has this really fresh, lived-in glow. And their lip and cheek tint has become one of those products I keep throwing on throughout the day because it makes me look instantly more awake and put together in like 10 seconds. The whole vibe just feels very effortless. Skin first, clean girl beauty. Products that enhance your skin. If you've been wanting your routine to feel lighter, simpler, and more natural this summer, definitely check out Primally Pure's Sun Serum and Lip and Cheek Tints.